In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of Saint Benedict the Moor is the life of an African Franciscan friar. The life of our saint was a marvel of the grace of God, who made a holy man out of a humble and despised person. His parents were Cristoforo Manasseri and Diana Larkin. Both were slaves. Cristoforo taught other poor people who worked with him to pray the rosary and gave alms from what was left over from his boss. He was also a good Christian and went frequently to confession and communion. The parents of our saint made a vow of perpetual chastity, not to have children who would have to suffer like them, being slaves. This reached the ears of their master, who called them and promised that their first son would not be a slave but free. And Diana gave birth in 1524, although the day is not known, to her first child, whom they called Benedetto or Benedict, and who was taken to be baptized in the church of San Fratello. His godfather was a relative of the boss, named Guillermo Pontramoli. Fasting, silence, solitude, and prayer were fortifying his soul, so that following the advice of his spiritual father, Jerome Lanzi, he soon reached the heights of perfection. And after spending 5 years of experience in that place, he made his solemn and perpetual profession in the year 1550 in the hands of Jerome Lanzi, who had papal permission to receive novices and train them in the ways of God as hermits. One day, a religious brother insulted him, calling him a dog. He endured it patiently, and blood came out of his nose. Nevertheless, he thanked God, who made him worthy to imitate Jesus and suffer for him. Lorenzo La Chiana had a wife who for some years had been afflicted by the devil. One day, in the second week of Lent, he took her to Saint Benedict the Moor and told him about her sorrows. The servant of God prayed for half an hour and then asked them to come during Holy Week, so that they could obtain the grace, because it was not yet the moment. They returned at Easter. He prayed again, and then ordered the demon in the name of the Holy Trinity to come out of her body, and as a signal to turn off the lit lamp. And so it happened immediately, leaving the lady totally healthy. Lorenzo Gallietti, Count of Gagliano, was very ill. The doctors had said that he would not survive, and humanly, there was no hope. Then his relatives went to the convent and asked the servant of God to pray for the man who was dying. The saint answered them to trust in God and in his blessed mother, the Virgin Mary, because the sick man would recover. The relatives were not happy and asked the Father Superior to ask the servant of God to pray for the ill person. The Superior did so, and our saint, in obedience, went to the church and, kneeling before the altar of the Virgin Mary, began to pray for the dying person. The tomb that was next to the altar of the Virgin Mary opened, and the Virgin Mary herself was presented to our saint and said, "Look, Lorenzo was dead and has risen." The servant of God felt immensely happy, not only for having seen the Virgin Mary, but also by the grace granted. So he returned to see the Father Superior and assured him that the sick man would be healed. And the relatives went happily to his house, finding the Count miraculously healthy. This was told by Father Angelo di Caltagirone. One day, our saint was in the kitchen, and a young man from the convent came to ask for burning coals. Saint Benedict the Moor, with his hands, took a quantity of them and put them on the vessel of that young man, who, seeing it, was amazed that he had not burned his hands. One day, he went for a walk on the mountain near the convent and found a large tree, fallen because of the wind. Only 7 men could carry it, and the servant of God just carried it home with ease, surely helped by angels, at least with the strength and grace of God. Vito di Polizzi was going from Girgenti to Palermo and met on the road the servant of God, who was going with 3 other brothers to Girgenti. Seeing them tired, Mr. Vito offered them some wine and some biscuits. They accepted because they were hungry. Then they thanked him and left. When Vito reached a fountain, he wanted to eat some of what was left of the wine and the biscuits, and he found that the wine bottle was full and the biscuit bag was full. And he praised God that he had multiplied food by the merits of our saint. Father Antonino de Coniglioni testified that he was a companion of Saint Benedict the Moor on a trip, and neither of them had anything to eat, because the servant of God did not worry about worldly things, always trusting in divine providence. Andres Bortuccia was looking for oranges for a sick person, and not being able to find them, he went to the convent and asked the porter to look in the trees of the convent, although it was not the season. They found none. Andres himself searched and found nothing. Then the servant of God said,
"I see 5 oranges."
And looking where the saint said, they saw 5 oranges, 3 together and 2 close in a place where they had already looked before. Andres collected them, and some he kept out of devotion, because this he considered a miracle, as in fact it was. And others he took to the patient, telling him what had happened. The sick man took one and was cured. The rest he kept for many years and gave the sick a bit to heal. Regarding the child of the pregnant woman over whom the carriage wheel had passed, everyone thought that the child was dead in the womb. The servant of God, also full of compassion, entrusted the child to the Mother of God, whom they had come to visit, prayed one Our Father, made the sign of the cross, invoking the name of Jesus, and it was well, so that in due time the lady gave birth to a live baby girl, and everyone praised the Lord and his saint. Another case. Jose Cianciolo had a daughter with schizophrenia named Juana. There was no good remedy for her. Her dad even had her exorcised, thinking that she might be demonized. She was taken to Saint Benedict the Moor, and he prayed an Our Father, and then said to her father and her mother,
"Have faith, because in a few days she will be healthy."
And so it happened. After 3 days, she was healthy as if she had never had schizophrenia, and all who knew her praised our Lord Jesus Christ. One day, the servant of God met a poor man on the road whose mule had fallen and could not get up. It was his only livelihood for him and his family. His companion, Brother Gerlando di Girgenti, asked him to do something, and the saint prayed for the poor animal, who was already half dead. Suddenly, the animal got up healthy, and the peasant was able to ride again and continue his joyful and happy way. In the city of Bibona, there was a dropsical lady who had already received the last sacraments. She called for Father Leonardo of Bibona to entrust her soul to him because she felt she was dying. This father gave her a piece of the habit that Saint Benedict the Moor had used. She put it in a glass of water, she drank the water with devotion, and instantly her belly deflated, and after many years she was completely healthy. Benita Russo had lost her voice for several years. She also could not move her arm for work. She heard that the servant of God's body had been brought to the church, and she went to visit him. She prayed before his sepulcher. She entrusted herself to the servant of God with great devotion, and she returned to her house healed in her voice and her arm was healed. Father Alfonso de Alpuches had an eye disease for a long time, and no medicine would improve it. From his right eye, he could see nothing, and very little with the other. Moved with devotion, he went to the tomb of the servant of God, barefoot and with a lit candle. He stood on the grave and began to pray and cry. When he got up, he could see clearly and never suffered from that disease again. Leonora had not urinated for 3 days, and her belly swelled. She was in a lot of pain. The doctors declared that she would not survive. She remembered that the servant of God had healed a sister of hers with a piece of his habit. She put a piece of that same habit that was at home in water, and drinking the water, she immediately, miraculously urinated. All through the intercession of Saint Benedict the Moor, to whom she had entrusted herself from the heart. Gaspar D'Antonio had a 12-year-old son who had had epilepsy for a long time. His father devotedly placed a piece of the saint's habit around his neck, and he was healed by the merits of Saint Benedict the Moor himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.